Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS 40 News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Bernie Sanders drops out of the presidential race. We have the story.
Republican lawmakers challenge the governor on Kansas gathering limit. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County commissioners approve hazard pay for first responders. That story is ahead.
A Wichita nurse will travel east to help COVID-19 patients. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Much cooler air has moved into south central Kansas this morning with temperatures ranging in the 40s and 50s. What can we expect for the rest of the week? Our forecast in just a few minutes.
KNSS breaking news. The feds are changing some of the rules when it comes to essential workers and COVID-19.
Essential workers who've been exposed to someone with COVID-19 are now able to get back to work if those workers aren't showing any symptoms. But Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, was at the White House coronavirus briefing Wednesday and said those workers have to
take their temperature before they go to work, wear a face mask at all times, and practice social distancing when they're at work.
Redfield said the guidance was an effort to get those critical workers back on the job to avoid staffing shortages in critical industries like healthcare workers and food supply workers. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
There is now a presumptive Democratic nominee for president.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's delegate lead is insurmountable. That is the conclusion of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who has suspended his presidential campaign.
If I believed we had a feasible path to the nomination, I would certainly continue the campaign. But it's just not there.
Well, conceding the nomination, Sanders does say the ideas that fueled his campaign, Medicare for all, tuition-free public college, and a $15 an hour minimum wage, are now mainstream. And Sanders will remain on the ballot in upcoming primaries. He says he wants to continue winning delegates so he can have influence over the Democratic Party's platform. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Governor Laura Kelly has accused the Kansas Attorney General and Republican legislators of playing partisan games after they took action against her executive order, limiting religious gatherings to 10 people or fewer. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says Kansans need to keep social distancing.
I cannot stress enough that we cannot let our guard down. We cannot let our population of people be confused by the message. We have to not keep gathering in groups of people, otherwise we will not bend this curve.
The Legislative Coordinating Council on a party line, voted 5-2 yesterday to undo the executive order. Governor Kelly says she plans to meet with her chief counsel to find a solution and to discuss whether a new executive order would be needed.
This is day 16 of the stay-home order in Sedgwick County. Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 154 cases of COVID-19 in Sedgwick County now, with 2 deaths. There are now 1,046 COVID-19 cases reported across the state of Kansas, with 38 deaths.
Sedgwick County commissioners have approved hazard pay for first responders who face the virus.
County Manager Tom Stoll says first responders are owed a lot during these difficult times.
I think we owe them 2 things. We owe them, of course, our gratitude and loyalty for all that they're doing. Their job on a good day is hard. You put this kind of component, this kind of pandemic component into society, and now their jobs are even harder.
It will cost the county an additional $361,000 per month for the hazard pay. County employees like firefighters and EMTs will receive an additional $200 per month in pay. After taxes, that amount will be about $150. The commission voted to approve the additional pay for at least two pay periods, but could vote to extend this at a later date. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump says as the battle against coronavirus continues, the supply chain is moving to keep up with demand.
The president says while ventilators are being built to distribute masks are on the move.
6.6 million to New York and New Jersey, 1.8 million to Chicago, 1.7 million to Detroit, and 837,000 to New Orleans.
But as the medical war continues, the president says an economic war also rages to bring the country back to prosperity.
We have to get our country back. We have to get going. Everybody wants to get going.
That, he says, is where an additional $250 billion in stimulus he's asking Congress for will keep employers going through this tough time of social distancing. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Wichita nurse is leaving to help with the coronavirus in Connecticut.
Hannah Howe has been working as a nurse at Wesley Medical Center for almost 2 years. In 2 weeks, she will head to Connecticut, one of the areas hit hardest by the pandemic.
Happened really quickly. So on Thursday, I got a phone call interview with Stamford, Connecticut, and then within a matter of 3 hours, I jumped on board.
It's Howe's first trip as a traveling nurse. As for her family, Howe says they are a little anxious about her going.
I have a little bit of anxiety and worry about the COVID stuff since I'll be in the ER of the front line of everyone coming. But we're all prepared, I think.
She will provide help at a Connecticut hospital for about 8 weeks. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we'll take a look at sports coming up, as this would have been an interesting day in Wichita's sports history. We'll tell you about that coming up.
Big banks coming under fire over the Paycheck Protection Program. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Big banks coming under fire, accused of acting too slowly to help small businesses with the $349 billion Paycheck Protection Program from the feds. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
While Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the banks have done a phenomenal job, that feeling is not shared by Joseph Amato. He's a high-level Small Business Administration official who said this on a teleconference.
So the big banks that had no problem taking billions of dollars of free money as bailout in 2008 are now the biggest banks that are resistant to helping small business. So that should tell you something.
And despite the loans being backed 100% by the federal government, Citigroup reportedly is still not taking applications.
Wells Fargo Bank says it's been overwhelmed with applications and has already reached the $10 billion mark it set for small business loans.
Another sheriff's department goes above and beyond to help its community during the pandemic.
The Clay County Sheriff's Department in northwest Minnesota, starting today, are using deputies to deliver groceries and prescription drugs to rural residents who may be vulnerable to the coronavirus. Similar programs happening around the country, including Wayne County, Missouri, and Van Buren County, Michigan, where Deputy Trevor Tate has been doing home deliveries since late last month.
To see people step up and just really help out, it's really quite emotional, actually.
All departments have different rules, though in Clay County, Minnesota, residents must place orders and pay for purchases before calling a deputy delivery. Alcohol and takeout not allowed. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A California family's fight over toilet paper results in an arrest.
Toilet paper has become a hot commodity amid the coronavirus outbreak. Store shelves have been wiped clean, leaving many flushed with anger. That stress extending into the home of one family in Southern California. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office is charging a Santa Clarita Valley man with assaulting his own mother. This after Adrian Yan accused his mom of hiding a secret stash of the coveted paper, and things escalated from there. According to market research firm Nielsen, toilet paper sales nationally jumped about 213% in March compared to that same period a year before. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning we have a Wichita fire crews on the scene of a report of a house fire. They're working this one. You might see fire crews in the area and see a traffic slowdown. This is pretty south of Meridian and Harry. That's the area that we're talking about there, 1900 block of South St. Clair. traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cooler high pressure is built into central Kansas, and that brings our temperature down significantly compared to yesterday. Partly cloudy with some sunshine, up to 61 this afternoon. It's going to be clear. We'll be near freezing tonight around 32. Then sunny, cooler on Friday with a high 58. Saturday's high near 70. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, 43 degrees. Steve and Ted here, 98.7, 1330, KNSS, 812, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock, and here to talk with us this morning about the economic impact of the pandemic here in Wichita, Sedgwick County, in this general area, is Jeremy Hill, of course, the director of the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. Nice to have you with us, Jeremy.
Welcome.
What's your first response to all of this, economically speaking? I know you put together a lot of data all the time. What does this look like to you for our local economy?
Well, as it's shaping out, this is going to be a pretty big hit to our economy, slowing it down a lot more than people might expect.
And is it just jobs, or is it also, which is worse, the job loss or the retail business? Who's getting hit the hardest on this?
Yeah, see, that's a great question, right? When the pandemic hit, it hit the certain sectors, those that are very public and public-facing and physical interaction, those manual service jobs, got hit really fast. But that actually hid another part of this. When you have a disruption like this, you close ports, it disrupts the supply chain. And that supply chain is hurting manufacturing companies, and that's the part that's really starting to hurt us and hurting us sooner than other areas across the nation.
You're talking about making airplanes, basically, and yeah, that supply chain is something that I talked with someone else about that quite a while back, and they said, yeah, you disrupt those supply chains, and Wichita's going to have, and this area's going to have a problem.
Right. The real issue is we were already pretty weak our airspace because of the 737 freeze. So that's why we're seeing that before other ones. Depending on the length of how we're struggling with this coronavirus, we're going to start seeing that more and more in that manufacturing sector across the nation. But right now we're hitting it first just because we were already pretty weak from the 737 MAX. That supply chain here was promising lots of volume, and then that's weakened their financial positions and definitely starting to hurt them. And that's why we're seeing unemployment really pick up there.
And if you we come back here and say a lot of those people are furloughed, which means they can come back to their jobs. But on the other hand, it's going to take a while for business to ramp up and get the wheels going again, right?
Yeah, the two scenarios we have here is one, just as the St. Louis Fed is predicting more of a really deep but quick, short-lived recession. In that case, it's going to be a better situation for us here in Wichita and manufacturing. But if it's the other alternative one where some people have thought about might lasting a lot longer, well, in that case, it's going to be even harder for our economy to rebound. We won't be as quick and spry to jump back in if it continues much more than the 2 to 3 months.
So, Jeremy, is really what you're telling me is pretty much contingent on how fast we can get a handle on this virus and get it under control and get the health part back to normal, right?
Yes. So the ones, if we do it fast, those service jobs, retail, they will come back at really quick. Even though there's been bankruptcy, we've got a lot of cash in the system, help refinance them, they'll come back quickly. It's the manufacturing who just won't come back, right, as quickly. And you know, but the shorter we do it, the faster we get back, because the economy was growing before, right? And there wasn't a bubble. This is just a big event that just pushed us off track. That demand's still there. We could grow. And so I'm really excited about that if it's short. But if it's long, then we're going to have some really deep issues, particularly here in Wichita. If you mind if I share, we have Wichita declining more than the other parts of the state. It's possible for a three-month cumulative, we could decline closer to 35%, but Topeka declining only like 19%. Kansas City declining by 32%.
So how do you assess the Fed's responses, the Congress and the money they're trying to push out to people and to businesses? How do you assess that impact?
So we actually put that into this impact. It would be worse if we did not have that stimulus into it. And in a three-month period, not all the funds really get to be – sometimes some of it's going to be input into the economy, but it won't be necessarily as effective. So, for example, all the checks in people's hands and unemployment benefits coming from the Federal Reserve that will kick in. If there's fear to go shopping, a lot of that shopping won't happen here locally. It'll go online or just be held. So the model did predict some of that. And in a three-month period, it isn't all the $2.2 trillion or so doesn't really flow to this economy immediately in that 3 months, or they'll hold on to cash. It starts to really flow out depending on how fast we get a handle on it. If we get a handle on it pretty fast, then we'll have all this cash in the economy, and that's what will really help us bounce back.
So underlying at the basics is the power of that economy we had going so strong. Is it still under there? I mean, is there still a base for a really good economy?
Right. So normally when you go into a recession and you look at the causes for it, you'll have a bubble. You think about the last bubble we went through. It took time to fix the issues associated with it, right? Some was legislative, and there's other issues just within the market itself to adjust. Well, in this case, our market didn't need to adjust, right? Or there's not any policies to be fixed. We have potential to grow. We still had opportunity to hire more people, even though we kept saying it's a tight labor market. And demand was out there. So I think we'd come back pretty quickly, especially with all the cash in the economy. That's just going to really fuel it as soon as we get past the fear and all these other issues.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate your input and your information. Of course, that's Jeremy Hill, director of the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. Coming up on 8:19 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted, talking about the NFL draft this morning.
Yeah, the National Football League still has its calendar intact and is going to hold its draft here in April in just a couple weeks. It will be a virtual draft, nothing in person. It'll all be done on the cyber interwebs. Chris Harris, of course, former Kansas Jayhawk defensive back. He's a guy that was never drafted, but he's gone on to a long career in the NFL, including a Super Bowl ring. And Chris Harris says, hey, players out there, if you don't get drafted, it's not the end.
A lot of these guys will be able to relate to my story a lot, just because when I came in, we had the lockout. It was no communication at all. It was just everything was on pause. I didn't know what was going to happen until like the end of July. As soon as the lockout was lifted, I got a call. And so it was just weird. And some of these guys didn't even get pro days. So it's a tough situation for a lot of these young cats. And I just hope they just make sure they're ready. I think my main thing was whenever they did call me, I was ready to go in there and make the team. Regardless of a rookie mini camp or OTAs, you just got to be ready to go and take advantage of the opportunities you get.
Former Kansas Jayhawk Chris Harris had a long career with the Denver Broncos. He's currently with the Los Angeles Chargers. Speaking of the National Football League, in weeks to come, we are going to play some classic NFL games from the postseason from years gone by. We'll have 14 of them lined up. Those will be coming up on Monday and Thursday nights in the coming weeks. And that all starts tonight. We're going to bring you a classic NFC wildcard game from years gone by. One of the more interesting high-scoring games in NFL playoff history between the Packers and the Cardinals.
Thursday night, Westwood One presents great postseason NFL games. In January of 2010, the Arizona Cardinals needed overtime to defeat the Green Bay Packers in the highest-scoring game in postseason history. Hi, this is Ryan Radke of Westwood One. Join me as we listen back to the full game broadcast and hear from some of the players and coaches that were a part of that classic NFL battle.
Yeah, you can listen to that high-scoring shootout at 7 o'clock tonight, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And the next game up on the schedule will be Monday night, a replay of the Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl. So, that'll be cool coming up on Sports Radio KFH. 20 years ago on this day, basketball coach Jack Gardner passed away at the age of 90. Basketball Hall of Fame. He's in 10 other Halls of Fame. Of course, he spent 12 years as the head coach. The Kansas State Wildcats took him to the there was two stints as head coach of K-State, sandwiched around World War II. Of course, Coach Gardner led K-State to the national championship game in 1951. Yeah. They were also in the Final Four in 1948. Jack Gardner was a heck of a coach.
Pretty good coach.
That's why he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Former Kansas State basketball coach Jack Gardner passed away 20 years ago on this day. Hey, today would have been the opening of the Masters Golf Tournament.
The PGA Tour announced earlier this week that the Masters would now take place November 12th through the 15th, part of what is going to be a stacked schedule on the links for the fall as a result of the COVID-19 suspension of play. That means Tiger Woods will get to continue his reign as champ a while longer. Tiger actually sporting his ceremonial green jacket as Masters champ during a quarantine dinner with his girlfriend and kids, differing heavily from the usual pageantry that comes ahead of this major. Augusta National Golf Club has closed its doors to members in accordance with social distancing guidelines, but the famed course is opening its wallet to charity with a $2 million check given to coronavirus relief efforts in Georgia. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And a Wichita sports note, tonight would have been the first ever game for the Wichita Wind Surge AAA baseball team. Mm. They were set to open up the season tonight down in Texas with a game against the Round Rock Express. Wow. Today would have been the first game ever for the Wind Surge, but that's all been put on hold now.
Sure has.
In these pandemic times, and mm-hmm. we still await that first Wind Surge game, whenever it may be. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, looking at China's role in the pandemic. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.